is 7.
The report also says that Gary Barnett, the head coach, is resistant to change, and they accuse the athletic director of, quote, evading and ignoring repeated directives to implement policy changes. Apparently, these people had been told of problems at the university. Here's J.D. in a car phone. You're on the ticket with Norm.
Norm, are you a Colorado State alum or something? Why don't you let this go? First of all, last week you come on and say Rick Neuheisel got suspended at Colorado when he was at Washington.
No, no.
Now you keep going. Yes, you did say Colorado.
I did not. I said Neuheisel had been fired, a college football coach had been fired, not at Colorado, had been fired for taking part in an NCAA pool. He loses his job, and yet at another institution, a coach who doesn't know a damn thing about what's going on in his own program with sex, drugs, and alcohol is totally set free. He's not penalized a wink.
And who are you to talk? You're on a station that gives away sex as a prize, your nighttime show.
And
you're on your high horse, you give gambling tips every day. Who are you to go against Colorado?
You believe then that Colorado is morally clean here?
No, I don't, but they're the same as every other school
that
in this country.
That is baloney. That's the same trash I hear about torturing prisoners. Well, they did it. That is not what an institution is in charge of, saying everybody else does it.
Violations.
Prove it. Prove to me everybody else does this.
Well, obviously they didn't prove it. None of these people have gone to court. Did they break any NCAA violations? Then Barnett should be fired.
Do you know
he's not a preacher. This is my church. The morality of his kids. What about Texas A&M? How come you're not on them every week? How many kids have gone to jail for Texas A&M?
How many times have I mentioned that?
Not enough.
Several.
Not enough.
J.D., your school's involved in an investigation right now with the attorney general and paneling a grand jury looking into your school. Exactly right. They're from the Best Variety Escort Service. That's not a hooker. An escort service isn't a hooker. You know who's being investigated for that and who testified last week? The assistant recruiting coordinator at Colorado. He was the one who paid the money and distributed the women. You know what he said? Oh, that couple of thousand dollars was personal use. I'm sorry. To say, oh, it's going on everywhere. Is that your explanation? Would you buy that from your child? If your child you caught smoking dope, and his excuse was, hey, lots of other kids are doing it, would you buy that from your child? I don't think so.
And number 7.